from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Again, it's all about being number one, and that's where the San Francisco Niners are trying to get to, a place they have been number two more often than not, and they're trying to become number one. And it feels like, I don't know what you make of this, but okay, so they haven't won the Super Bowl, but they have a ton of players that are paid or will be paid like they're number one. And that was the theme of the interview with Jennifer Lee Chan in the previous segment, was Christian McCaffrey's number one, so he should be paid like he's number one. Trent Williams is the number one left tackle. He should be paid like he's number one. Nick Bosa is number one. I think when he got signed to his deal, Fred Warner was the top paid linebacker. Kyle Juszczyk remains the top paid fullback. Brock Purdy is going to get paid like the number one quarterback, I think, next summer. How can you keep doing that? How can you just keep making yourself number one when they're not?
Right. And there's the next date, I believe, that comes with that, because as you keep kicking the can down the road in that quest for that chip, Evan, you understand the way and the game is set up. The monopoly aspect of the NFL is, you're as great as you are, you're going to lose pieces because of the MONEY. And if I were to ask you right now, are the Niners getting better or are they getting worse? I know Niner fans don't want to hear this, but I got to believe, Evan, the window is closing. They're still the best team in the National Football Conference. That's why they represented the NFC in the Super Bowl. But it's not going to stay open forever. Now, am I telling you Brock Purdy's going to retire in 3 years? Is his timeline the same as Trent Williams? No. But right now they're tied together. And the most important position outside of the quarterback or the quarterback's best friend is the left tackle. And I don't know what's going on and taking so damn long for Trent Williams to come back. But, Evan, each year is its own entity, and that's why I love hearing Kyle talk about it should be three. He's all in. Kittle's all in. You might have been out. Fred Warner joined about a week ago. Willard and Dibbs, and they asked him about the Super Bowl or bust, and he didn't run away from it, and he was saying, you know, we've had some good times, but it is that in regard to capping off and being one of the best revered teams in 49er history. That's how dominant this roster has been. You talk about Kyle and his brilliance, Evan, not just from the offensive standpoint, just coaching. They have built something. So I just get frustrated when they squander opportunities in the big game. Because, again, nobody cares. But to me, the guru computer, the Niners, get this, Evan, could easily have two Super Bowls. And if Kyle didn't win another or sniff another NFC championship game, he would be at the table with Parcells, the Hoodie, all the Gibbs, Tom Landry, because you got it done with something you built. And right now that eludes them. And we did a show last Tuesday, we were having fun of Bonte and Shasky, and they were having fun with themselves about the first day of camp when they saw mm-hmm. Trey Lance play, and, you know, it went viral. They went viral with the excitement, and we kept playing it, and we had fun, Evan, with our bad takes or takes we missed on and hit on, mostly missed, and...
Oh, I heard that show.
Okay. Also, you know what it was about.
I had a few in the chamber.
If Steiny said, he put this one out there, not Dallas in five, but he doesn't think Kyle would get one in a Niner uniform. And think about that. This dude is a baby in regard to, you know, his age and coaching. He should have too early. I've gotten past that. He doesn't. But just think about how many more cracks, realistically, Evan, is he going to get as a Niner head coach? Not just from the financial standpoint to keep this roster intact.
Well, the core has been pretty much unchanged for the Niners.
Man.
Even going back to 2019, I mean, you still have a lot of the same players on that side of the ball. You also have a lot of the same defensive players, and it's because in 2019, compared to this roster, they were relatively young. You know, Deebo Samuel was a rookie.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa was a rookie.
Now he's paid.
Yes, Deebo. He is. You didn't have Trent Williams for that Super Bowl, mm-hmm. by the way. Although you were still a very good team. So, you know, Fred Warner was there, obviously. Their core is intact.
Yes.
I find it fascinating, though, that a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, now they pay their top players, but as far as...
Well, Tyreek Hill didn't get it.
Exactly, though. That's my point. So they have not paid, like, the amount of players that are the highest paid at their position, I haven't I haven't looked at everyone.
But I think I know where you're going.
I think the Niners have the most highest paid players at their position.
Damn.
More than the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are the team that has three Super Bowls. Now, the Chiefs obviously have, you know.
And been to four.
The quarterback.
Yeah, they've been to four.
They have.
Damn.
I just find it interesting how the team that has been successful and is dynastic, really, is a team that's also comfortable with recycling, changing, and moving parts more frequently than a team that has not been at the mountaintop.
I'm going to channel my inner Steiny.
That's not even just about the 49ers, too. Like, other teams have remained pat, have kept their core together, but none have done it like the Niners.
But, no, hey, you are right, and I can't take anything away, but does that really all boil down to the Chiefs got three Super Bowls because of the quarterback? As much as credit as I give Kyle for taking, I said it earlier, Jimmy and Brock Purdy, but the fact that the Chiefs have three, does all that boil down to, yeah, you got the most top players at the positions, Niners, but we got the one, we got that guy, and his name is Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I think they also have the best tight end in the league.
You know, help me out now.
If Chris Jones might be the best defensive tackle now
he's
that...
He's up there, no doubt.
Well, now that Donald's not in the league anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've chose to keep that kind of top trio together, and they've paid them handsomely to do that. But they even played hardball with Chris Jones last year.
You're right. I don't even think he was out there for week one, right? Remember, he was he was watching the game.
Yeah, he was out. So, you know, the Chiefs have taken a different approach than the 49ers. Both have gotten them to their places. I just find it interesting. You know, the Niners have all these number one guys. And again, you know, the top 100 list is not set yet, but the Niners have right now seven dudes in the first,
man,
you know, 90 spots. The 1 through 10 has still yet to be revealed, I believe. But Fred Warner was ranked number 11. He was at the time the highest paid linebacker. Number 14, George Kittle, was at the time the highest paid tight end. I think he's number two.
97 on Madden. I told you guys 99. He was a 97.
Nick Bosa.
Gosh, Madden. I'm retired.
Madden doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was talking with Bonte and Lucas about this in the hall the other day. It just doesn't do it for me anymore. Nick Bosa is number 27. Brock Purdy is number 28 overall in the top 100. Deebo Samuel, number 30. Brandon Ayuk, number 66. And Dre Greenlaw, number 76. So again, they have a lot of talent. And a lot of those guys are the highest paid at their position. You know, Trent Williams, if he's in the top 10, that wouldn't surprise me. And I think he wants to get paid like he's the number one guy.
And I don't know what's taking so long, E. I really don't. Obviously money. But I just, like Mike Silver, that was powerful. But that was like legit. How the hell have you known this and you still are here now? And right now, the Niner camp and everything around it, Evan, has not been about the youngsters and guys making growth, you know, or the next step. It's been all about money. And I don't know, you know, if you can sit there and tell me, Goo, just relax. It's not about continuity. You talked about Jones last year. They went on for the Chiefs. They went on to win the Super Bowl. And we saw what happened with Bosa. But I am kind of shocked that John Lynch always, he just comes across to me as we got our house in order. And when Trent Williams, a guy that you need, you don't want to play around. I don't know how he doesn't have all the leverage in the world. So I am kind of perplexed as to, yeah, Ayuk I get, but Trent Williams, your left tackle, all pro last couple of seasons. What is really going on, E?
Well, and this is what we're talking about. This is from Mike Silver's latest column in the SF Chronicle. The issue isn't that Williams wants more money. That's a no-brainer. The real question is why the Niners, who according to Coach Kyle Shanahan, have known about Williams' dissatisfaction for months, didn't handle the situation quickly and quietly during the spring. I'll just throw that to the fan base at 888-957-9570. You know, why haven't the Niners, if they knew about his dissatisfaction and that money was always going to be the issue, guaranteed money, the amount of money, the respect attached to that money, if they always knew it was going to be an issue, how come it was so much easier to just give it to McCaffrey?
And it went quiet, and what did you say, quiet and whatever verbiage you used?
Quickly and quietly.
That's how it happened with McCaffrey. Why not with Trent?
And McCaffrey wasn't there, but people said it was because he was just getting married. I also think that money might have had something to do with it during voluntary workouts, why he wasn't there. Now, he didn't have to be, but his absence was noted, and Williams' absence hasn't been noted up until now. And I think it, again, has got to do with the green. Austin's in San Jose. Again, 888-957-9570 is the number. Austin, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, fellas. I'm going to throw something. I'm only kidding. I'm going to throw this out there, though.
Okay.
Please.
Right, go
remember
ahead.
I said I'm kidding.
All right.
It's a racial. Hey, it's race, man. That's why the brothers are waiting for their money, man. That's all I got. That's what I'm going to say. I'm just kidding.
What? I don't know. You can bring
Andy
that.
Reid. No, I'm just, Evan, don't take it seriously. I'm just kidding. But listen, Andy Reid's a better coach than Kyle Shanahan. You forgot to mention that. It's not just the quarterback. The fact that he can play with less talent and reset every year, I think it's around. He's a coach. He's a hell of a coach.
Now,
I mean, remember Bill Walsh? All these guys could win with Bill Walsh may be a bad example, but my guy, Joe Gibbs won with three different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He got three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, and that's why he's a great coach, all time coach.
Now,
so it comes down to that. And then the other thing, go ahead. I'm sorry. You got to say something.
I love you so much, Austin. I interrupt you too much like I do Evan and Steiny. My whole point is it's about timing. Austin, years ago, before Reed went to Kansas City, I don't think you could make that phone call about and say it so, you know, with your chest out about Reed being better than Kyle, because he was Kyle, and it was actually worse in Philly going to multiple championship games and a Super Bowl winning.
But he had a better. But give him credit for being there. The guy had a hell of a resume in Philly.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't like he was a bum in Philly. But I'm saying Kyle still got a ways to go. He still got a ways to go to kind of equal that. And listen, you know, Mahomes is great, man, but he didn't win it by himself. I mean, Kansas City defense played pretty good too, guys. Remember that? I mean, that team is built well. So I think, hey, Kyle's a great coach, but, you know, until he can beat a guy like Andy Reid, you know, we got to give Andy Reid his flowers. And then, hey, one thing that, Evan, you keep bugging me with this Purdy thing. I know Purdy's had a couple good 2 years, but let's not try to elevate him to the top yet. Let's see what he does this year. And you keep saying he beat Brady, he beat this guy in one game. That doesn't mean he's on their level because he won one game against them. That doesn't put him there. You've got to do it over many years, not just one contest. These guys are still the test of time, man. Give these guys some credit for what they've accomplished. I mean, Purdy's had a couple good years, but he's not on that level yet, man. And the final thing, there is no way, I'm on record, Guru.
Okay.
There is no way the Niners are paying Purdy $65 billion. There is no way he's getting that. Here's where I think he's going to be. Remember I said it.
All right.
35
Put it in the cap.
35 and 40.
Oh, Austin. Hey, that's a bet. We're going to bet lunch that he gets more than 35-40. I'm not saying he's worth more than that, but he's going to get that.
That's what he's going to get. He's going to take it. Believe me.
35-40, Austin. Wow. The Black Steiny from San Jose. There's no way he's getting 35-40. Now, the race
I
thing,
hope he's right.
And you know I'm Malcolm X when I need to be.
Yeah, I know.
So he said he was playing with the Trent because Debo got paid. Warner got paid. So I don't think there's any race. I
mean, Bosa also got paid.
Yeah, the NAACP ain't showing up for this
last
one.
I checked, the melanin clears.
Right, right. But I think he mistook what
he's
I
joking.
Said.
Yeah,
yeah about I, all I said was the facts. Purdy's beaten Goff. He's beaten Dak. He's beaten Love. So I just wanted to ask, Austin, are you just flummoxed at the fact that Jordan Love, who hasn't done half of what in the playoffs Brock Purdy's done, Evan, that he's getting his money? Like, that's, and I know we're in the Bay, but that's what should set you off to where it's not. I feel like he was acting like you're selling me or the listeners on how good Brock Purdy is.
No, I mean, but
and you're not.
Well,
we're talking
that's,
about what he's done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he's the greatest thing to walk God's green earth.
Yeah.
But I hear what Austin's saying. It's like, yes, just because you beat someone head to head, you also have to take into account, you know, where the teams are at. My point was that he beat Brady at a time in which apparently Kyle Shanahan decided after the season that Tom Brady was the only quarterback that could come in and replace Purdy. My thing was I don't believe that if Tom Brady had been quarterbacking the 49ers last year that they would have won the Super Bowl. I don't know. They might have been in the same game. I just feel like the Chiefs were better. Like they beat them. I don't think that Purdy was the difference or would have made the difference. So, I mean, that's my opinion. Obviously, we'll never know. It's a hypothetical. But as far as the contract is concerned, look, for the Niners' sake, I hope Purdy was willing to take 35-40.
Wow, man.
I can't see it.
I'm totally with you.
Not only, I don't think Brock Purdy is just going to be a $60 million quarterback. I think he's going to be the first $300 million quarterback.
So give me this, Tom.
I guess Mahomes technically,
point.
But.
So is he going to look at it, and I kind of ran this by Stani, is he going to say, oh, I'm Mr. Irrelevant. I'm so happy to be in the league. I'll take 35-40. Hell nah. He's got people. He's got a camp. And it's what the going rate is. And it's like you putting your house on the market, Evan. If you got neighbors that sold your house for $1 million, you're not going to say, I'll take the, we'll sell it for $550. No, you're not. You're going to do that or more.
No. I mean, look.
That's a bet. I think he didn't say yes, but he said yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Look, we could definitely revisit that. I mean, Mahomes is right now the only quarterback that received a contract that is more than $300 million. He got what? It was like a 10-year, $450 million deal or something. I mean, there's different machinations and outs, but the point is, I think Brock Purdy is going to be the second quarterback to break the $300 million threshold. Mahomes is the only one that's done it so far in a single deal. I do think Purdy's going to do that next offseason. And that's, like, I could be wrong. I don't know what he could do if he's healthy. I don't know what he could do to make that not a reality because he hasn't done anything so far, especially if they figure out the Ayuk situation and it looks like, you know, according to Colin Cowherd, a deal is imminent. Whether that happens or not today, tomorrow, whenever, I do think that Ayuk's going to be on the team. I think that they're going to find a way to restructure Trent Williams' contract. He's going to be on the team.
All right.
So essentially, you're running back the same offense next year. The only difference is that Brock Purdy, I think, will be a year better because he's got a year more of experience. It'll be his second full season as starter.
Yeah.
I don't see him taking such a significant step backward production-wise to the point where the Niners wouldn't be willing to give him that money.
Now, again, I'm totally with you, but there. What about Kyle saying, I can turn Evan and Guru into quarterbacks I could win with, so I'm not going to invest and have half the cap going to this one player when I know I could go out and find something else. I think that's stupid. I think that's risky. But, Evan, it's not about Brock. It's about management and his head coach. Do you think Kyle is that, what word am I looking for, arrogant to where he's like, dude, I know the market says pay Evan 60. I just can't. And I could go get something equal for way lesser.
For way less. I mean, well, I don't know about way less. And the thing about replacing Purdy, that is just a dangerous game. And I'll also tell you why on the other side, because right now I want to tell you about our Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament returning to Thrive City for its second year. Sunday, August 11th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 95.7, the game is putting a team together for the tournament, and we're paying for registration for three listener teams. That contest will be at Friday, tomorrow, high noon, 12 o'clock. Be there, be square on Signing Guru. The Hoop It Up tournament is established and owned by Kevin Garnett and includes recreational.
Evan Jennings, the movie. This is going to be 4 hours if you're producing.
What? You're right there? Sorry about that. By the way, Kevin Garnett, where was I? Kevin Garnett. Recreational divisions from ages 8 to 18 plus, as well as adult divisions at all levels. Each team is allowed a max of 5 players with 3 players on the court, 2 subs. For more details, go to hoopitup.com/San Francisco. If you think you can beat our team, make sure you're listening tomorrow at high noon, less than 24 hours away. We're giving away 3 free entries for teams, listener teams, to the tournament. If you win, you'll be able to field your squad 3-on-3 and take on the competition. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Also, make sure to download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask the First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.